Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 6, 1805. Grizzlies. The weather is warming and the captains and party are enjoying the journey. The winds have moderated and the food is plentiful. Captain Lewis writes today's adventure.
The morning being fair and pleasant and wind favorable, we set sail at an early hour and proceeded on very well the greater part of the day. The country still continues level and fertile and beautiful, bottoms wide and well-timbered, comparatively speaking, with other parts of the river. No appearance of burned hills, pumice stone, or coal. The salts of tartar or vegetable salts continues to appear on the riverbank, sandbars, and in many parts of the plains, most generally in the little ravines at the base of the low hills. Passed three streams today, which discharge themselves on the larboard side. The first of these we call Little Dry Creek. It contains some water in standing pools, but discharged none. The second, 50 yards wide, no water. We called it Big Dry Creek. The third is the bed of a conspicuous river, 200 yards wide, which we called Little Dry River. The banks of these streams are low bottoms, wide, with but little timber. Their beds are almost entirely formed of a fine brown sand, intermixed with a small portion of little pebbles, which were either transparent, white, green, red, yellow, or brown. Saw a brown bear swim the river above us. He disappeared before we can get in reach of him. I find that the curiosity of our party is pretty well satisfied with respect to this animal. The formidable appearance of the male bear, killed on the 5th, added to the difficulty with which they die when even shot through vital parts, has staggered the resolution of several of them. Others, however, seem keen for action with the bear. Captain Clark walked on shore and killed 2 elk. They were not in very good order, therefore we took a part of the meat only. It is now only amusement for Captain Clark and myself to kill as much meat as the party can consume. I hope it may continue thus through our whole route, but this I do not much expect. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 6, 1805.
The corps traveled 25 miles upstream today. The low hills with ravines mentioned by Lewis, according to geologists, are of the late Cretaceous Hell Creek formation, made up of the Fox Hill Sandstone and Bearpaw Shale. Glacial till is present to the north of the river. The Hell Creek formation is the sandstone up the Yellowstone River nearly to Billings, where the much older Eagle Sandstone formation takes over and forms the Rims, a sandstone cliff which overlooks the city of Billings. Dinosaur fossils are prevalent in the Hell Creek, but not in the Eagle Formation. Monday, an extraordinarily wide river with no water.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.